This is Natalie McQueen with Become an Author Podcast. I am here with my co-host, Jesse Bowen, and we have a lot of fun things to talk about today. Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Hey, Natalie. Great. We do have a lot of things to talk about, and they're all amazing things that can help anyone that's thinking about writing a book, being in a compilation. Hey, we've been working on our cookbook, so we got some cookbooks coming out. When it's really exciting, some of the things our clients are doing and how we're helping to innovate them to be successful.
Absolutely. What I love is your cookbook's not just a cookbook, it's a cookbook compilation. And yes. People are asking right now, what is a compilation? It's when someone takes a certain subject matter and reaches out to other authors or other people that know that subject matter, and they all put their voices together into a beautiful book. And we've got a couple that we're working on that we can talk about today. But I think compilation books are so fantastic because you get to hear the voices and the opinions and the expertise of many people, not just one author. And tell us a little bit about the reason you're doing this.
Well, you know, Natalie, you know, we started back here, I guess, several months ago and starting to look at compilation books of finding a way to give our clients confidence.
Right.
And the compilation book is a great way to be able to do that because you don't have to write a full book. And most people are still of the opinion that you have to spend 4 years, 2 months, and 19 hours to write a book. So, you know, so it's just the thought of it, it makes it difficult for people to get started. But with a compilation book, I can now write a chapter. Now, one of the books we're working on is a cookbook for martial artists, and it's called Black Belts Who Cook. And, you know, this was a real fun thing we started, you know, last year. I got this outdoor kitchen and all this stuff, and I'm going to cook. I don't really cook. My wife cooks. But, you know, and the next day someone called me, well, I'm thinking about doing asked me the question, have you ever thought about doing a martial arts cookbook? And it was just perfect timing. So, you know, we're going to be going across America and looking at martial artists who cook. And they don't have to cook. They can have spouse or a partner that cooks and in the book.
That's cheating.
Well, you know, it's all about teamwork, but it's
right.
All about, you know,
that's
bringing
true.
People to have fun. You know, my wife, she makes everything great, you know, but having, you know, food that your favorite dish in there, but also having a healthy food section. Maybe there's a Cajun food section. Maybe all these different things in there that people, so no one is left out and they have an opportunity to have fun. And, you know, this now they can be up on the YouTube page and with a video up there, that's a QR code that's in that compilation book that goes right to their favorite dish. You know, and this is how, you know, you really monetize your YouTube channel. But that's just one of the examples of, you know, something that you're doing, other people would like to know about, and they would actually spend money to purchase a book to learn more about how you did it and how they can do it.
Well, think about all the fantastic recipes you're going to get from all areas of the country. I can't wait to get a copy of that one.
And so, it opens the door to, you know, my brain extends out and says, well, if I can do this well in the U.S., you know, why not move it to another country? You know, so that becomes, you know, and of course we have a lot of world connections. So your book can start as one, but now becomes a trilogy and so many other things you use year after year.
Absolutely. Well, I'll give you an example of another compilation book. You know that I talk about legacy, and Gifts of Legacy is kind of my company that I help others to leave their legacy. And because I have that love of compilation books, I've partnered with Jim T. Chong, the Walk Star, and we've put together a 3-book series that is kind of past, present, and future. And Legacy's Remembered, Words of Wisdom to My Younger Self, that talks about, you know, don't you wish, or what were those things that you would have said to your younger self to save you probably some time, energy, mistakes, you know, who knows. And then the present is Legacies Awakened, Living Your Passion. So what are you doing every day to live your passion? And then future is Legacies Captured, Making Your Mark in the World. So what have you done, or what are you working on to leave that will continue after you're gone, and, you know, will funnel back to, oh, that was Jesse Bowen. He helped, you know, people with their getting their message out and monetizing their message as an author. So compilation books can be just amazing sources of income, projects that you can do with someone that has the same values or works on the same subject as you. Now, is there anything else you want to say about that before I introduce our amazing guest?
Well, all I would say is that if you are thinking about writing or would like to be featured in a compilation or discover what type of compilation, then you can reach out to us. You can go to our website, which is elitepublications.org. You can shoot us an email, and that email is info@elitepublications.org. And you can actually book an appointment on our website, and whether it's talking about your book, being in the compilation book, audio book, whatever, website design, marketing, then, you know, set up an appointment, let us sit down with you and find out how we can give your book life. If it's been out for a while and sort of flat, we can give it new life, or we can be one of your creative tools to help you discover that new book that's within you.
Absolutely. So I am really excited about our guest. This is Dr. Pat Boulogne, and I worked with her years ago to get her book out, Why Are You Fat, Sick, and Tired? And just that, like, whoa, talking about food. Well, Dr. Pat's a certified functional medicine practitioner, coach, chiropractor, speaker, and author. And she's really dove deep into finding out the causes of the problems and identifying the starting point of what, where, why, and how to begin their journey of health. And Dr. Pat, welcome. I'm so excited to talk to you because this year or this winter, we've been flooded with some Canadians, and Canadians are so fun, but we've been indulging in way too many things. So right now I feel fat, sick, and tired. Fat and tired. So I'm ready to hear your message. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I have this really great opportunity to join you today. And because we've known each other for so long, I thought, wow, it'd be so great to spend some time and share some airspace with you and meet new friends.
Absolutely. For sure. Yep. Yeah. So tell us how the book came about, first of all.
Well, you know, I was, it's a kind of a crazy story in a way, because I was a girlfriend of mine. I retired, and a girlfriend of mine came up to Boston to spend a weekend. So this is a woo-woo story. And when she came up, she is vice president of a insurance agency at that time. you know, an insurance company. And so she stayed at my house. I lived downtown, and she had this huge convention. There must have been like 500-600 people there. It was huge. And so she got me a badge as if I worked for her company so that I could get into the venues, which I thought, that's cool. You could go see, you know, all these boring people who are navy blue and beige all the time, and, you know, be there. So I ran into a couple patients of mine, you know, they're going, oh my God, Dr. Pat, you look so different. And the thing that was different about me was that I started modeling, and my hair was long and it was curly, you know, and, you know, we were going to go out for dinner. So I wore like dinner kind of stuff, like boots, you know, and dressed up, big belt, tight clothes, you know, and insurance people just don't do that. And so she said, there's a woman you need to go speak with. And so I went to go speak with this woman, and she goes, and this guy who was across from her, the reason why this is relevant is a guy that was across from her was reading palms, and he gets invited every once in a while to do that. But he told this one woman that she was going to lose her husbands, five of them, you know, in her lifetime. And so she said, you know, and going, no, I'm getting married to the love of my life, when he first did a reading on her about 8 years before that. And so my girlfriend goes, you've got to go talk to her. She goes, you've got the voice to tell her to get out of it and to help her, you know, have this transformation on the spot. So I said to my girlfriend, I said, someone who read her palms? You got to be kidding me. And so I went to go see her. She was absolutely gray, totally not focused. And she was staring at this guy while she's supposed to be working. And so I said, who's the guy across the way? And she told me that story quickly. And I said, my girlfriend told me that you told her that story. I said, you can't let him get away with that. You've got to go get in line and show him your hands again, because lines on your hands change.
Right.
You know, I go, you can't do that. You know, and I said, so just tell him what's happened so far, because she lost two of them. Going to get married, got married. The guy didn't feel good. 3 months later, he was dead. The second one got in a car accident before they were married. She stopped dating and stopped her life. I go, who does that? I said, you've got to get back out there. You got to do it. So she went and she saw this guy, and she comes back. She goes, thank you so much. So she goes, and I thought, oh, what the heck? I'm here. So I sit down, and the first thing this guy says to me, I retired, by the way, didn't tell anybody what I did. I was undercover, so to speak. And he said, I need to see your hands. And I put my hands down, and he looked at me and he said, lady, I don't know who you are, but your days of healing one-to-one are over. And I just went, where do you see that? It was like, you know, show me the signs. And he told me things about the lines on my hands. He's, you know, goes, you're going to write a book. You know, and when you write your book, it's going to help masses, millions of people. It has the potential to do that. You have more power than Oprah Winfrey. I said, oh, now I think this guy's lying. You know, and then, you know, he said, you know, that, you know, there were other things that were going to happen, you know, and I just put it in my back pocket and like, just like, let it be. And he also told me I had the ability to do what he does, and I didn't have to study for it. And he had studied for it for 40 plus years. And I just went, wow. So we went out and we tested it out a couple of times a night. A couple of guys got up and walked away from me. They were just like, too true. He goes, I don't know who you are, but you're spooky. And I just went, maybe the guy was right. You know. And so years pass. I'm in Boston. I'm walking around. I can perpetually see people who are sick. They don't know it. There's nobody home. I see people who are walking profusely sweating. One guy, I said, you should really go to the hospital. And he said, let's looked at me and he said, I've got to give a presentation today. You can't give one if you're dead. I go, you need to get in that taxi, put him in the car, take him to the hospital. Ran into him. He recognized me about 3-4 months later. He said, were you that lady that made me get in the cab? He goes, you saved my life. And I went, wow, that's great. You know, and he said, I was in the middle of a heart attack. And I said, I told you couldn't do your presentation if you were dead, you know, and I said, I'm so glad to see you, you know, and I walked away, and he never asked me what I did. And it was really crazy at that time, Pete, because I was trying to like, just decompress from being burnt out, from being in my office and being on 24/7, 7 days a week, over 13 years. It's like, I couldn't do it anymore. And so taking my own advice is the reason why I moved to Boston. As I said, physician, heal thyself. And And so the other thing that I noticed, besides people like not being home and not looking like they feel well, and even asking them about it, and they're going like, wow, how did you know? I had read this article by the CDC, and the CDC in this article said that out of 2,500 plus people in the United States, all of them tested positive for 212 potentially chemicals. And I would say some of them were potentially dangerous chemicals in their blood and urine. How could that be?
Right.
You know, it's just, and it, which made me really irritated. And I'm thinking, wow, people are sick and they don't know it. And it was much more in my face because I was in downtown Boston where I lived on Cape Cod. We had, you know, sand dunes and salty air, which is very, very different. So I started thinking about what could I do, you know, to change that trajectory, because I decided it wasn't going to happen under my watch. And so when I started going back to coaching with people and doing consulting, I would give them these questionnaires, and these questionnaires, people would leave blank, and parts of them I left blank. And why'd you leave that part blank? And it seemed like it was always the same part. So, you know, they would just say, well, you kind of, didn't you already ask that before? It doesn't, you know, I don't understand exactly what they're asking for. And then I would look at it and think, makes sense to me, but I'm a doctor. And so I said, well, if I say it to you like this, does it make better sense to you now? You know, and so I decided I wanted to stop wasting my time repeating the explanation for the questionnaire. So I decided to take that questionnaire and do something with it. And in the middle of the night, one night, I woke up and I said, write it into a book. And so that's how the questionnaire, because this is a book of questions,
yep,
that is a guidebook, a workbook, and an advocating tool, you know, to get you unstuck safer, quicker, and with simpler solutions. And so it, when you can identify where to start your health journey, then you have other opportunities and to make better choices. You have a checklist. So if it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it. And if somebody doesn't answer that really relevant question that you have within 15 minutes of seeing them, because most medical offices in the United States run on a 15-minute time schedule. And you know, as you know, that kind of gets blown apart as soon as they said, well, how's your dog doing? Like, I'm not here to talk about my dog. I'm here to talk about my health. You know, and I'm here to talk about me and not you. And so in getting to that part to make it more relevant, you know, I just thought, God, I go, the pieces of this puzzle have got to come together a lot better. And so I did this book in English for an 11-year-old. And how I know an 11-year-old can understand it is because I had 11-year-olds digest it and also edit it for me. So I had to pay them $1.50 for every word that they found that they didn't know, but they had to give me a word so that I would know that they would know what they knew, and they could understand, they could answer the question then. So it was rather cool, you know, in that regard, you know. And what I saw with people's charts, because it's an intense question about your organ systems. Your organ systems are like a Swiss watch. So when you answer these questions, you can see what your pattern of health is at the moment. Mm-hmm. And when you can see that, then you know where to spend your time, your energy, and your money to get unstuck in your health and keep your mind along the journey in doing that. You know, yeah. And by doing that, it's like turns on the light, turns on the instead of like going down the street with, you know, light bulbs on your car that are almost going to die, you now have halogen lamps that you can see miles and miles ahead of you. And you can project yourself into the future in a much better, safer way. You know, and it's just a great, you know, I love seeing people have that light bulb go on, you know, when I'm having conversations with them about, oh, you know, that relates to that, you know, mm-hmm. Because it isn't just like each organ system works on their own. They all work together. You know, and you got to know exactly where, you know, your basic or your bottom line is for basics. And you also have to remember that putting the cart before the horse can be incredibly dangerous, because if you don't know how to ride a horse, you know, you're in big trouble, especially when you put those reins on the horse and you get in the cart to drive, and you're going, oh my God, it's like driving a Ferrari and finding out that the brakes are on the steering wheel, on the brake paddles are on the steering wheel. Now, how I know that is because I drove someone's Ferrari who didn't tell me that the brake paddles were on the steering wheel and we hit a curb.
And a Ferrari.
And a Ferrari. And it had
a nice meltdown right now.
Yeah, it's having a gash like all the way from the back door, driver's back door to the back end, and I just said to the guy, I'm really sorry, I just graduated. I don't have any money. I can't pay you. he said, luckily we have insurance. But I'm thinking, I didn't even want to know what his deductible was, but we've got to decide, for our health. I mean, when we have a lot of people down and visiting us and people coming in and out of our houses and being in different ways, we have to have that exposure so our immune system is up to par, and if you're going to drive a Ferrari, you better have the financial wisdom and the access and the resources, to be able to funnel that information for that Ferrari. Or else you're driving a jalopy. And if you're driving a jalopy and you're thinking you're driving a Ferrari, you're absolutely screwed. I mean, it doesn't work well. And the end of the story is not very pretty.
That is true. So yep. If someone went through your book and assessed where they are, do they then come to you and go forward with you? Or is it something that it's clear to them what they need to do?
Well, a lot of times, because people are not familiar with all the organ systems, there's 11 men, 11 for women, is that when they get to that, they're going, well, now what do I do with this information? So here's your choices. You can certainly come to me. I'm open. There's a link in the book. You know how to find me. You'll be able to take your answers and put them on a chart that you can download. And so that you can, actually see it, and you can put highlighter. I can't get this in the right place. The highlighter and highlight it so you can start to see the pattern. And if you don't understand, you'll at least understand where your high priorities are, and you'll understand where your moderate priorities are. How that pieces together, you might have to ask somebody who can read that kind of chart and understand the questions from these in this book. These questions are science-based questions, science-proven questions that have been used time and time again. And anybody who's in my industry as a functional medicine doctor, a lifestyle medicine doctor, or a doctor who's open to, the other possibilities and alternative medicines are able to read this, and they can assess you. So you don't have to come to me, but, the idea is for you to, my idea for you is to turn that light bulb on that I've got an issue someplace. And what do I do with that issue? Because the reason why I do what I do is because I love to make massive differences in people's lives. And I like to make sense of those challenges so that you can get unstuck, you can keep moving forward, and have that safer, quicker, simpler solution, in all aspects of your life. Because it isn't just about health. Right. Health is the component that you need for everything, and you need your mind, because where your body goes, your mind follows. Mm-hmm. So that's the answer.
Perfect. Jesse, you're on mute. I don't know. Okay.
Well, this is really, really intriguing, great information. It's always, discovering as an author that thing, that place that you may be, that you're doing, and then you discover that you can take it and now put it into a book and now multiply that experience. So it sounds like that, from the form that you were having people to fill out, that you found a way for people to now, through your book, can experience that and come and now make a conclusion and start the evaluation process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My idea is not to have somebody in my camp their whole entire life. If they want to stay there, that's perfectly fine. But my goal is to get people motivated to take care of themselves better and to be willing to do the research so that they get better information so they can make those better decisions about how to move forward. Because I don't know anybody who wants to give their mind up, and I don't know anybody who has children that want to see their grandchildren, or be able to play with them. So there's a reason why all those things happen. And you've got to take a look at what the root is. You got to take a look, what's the root problem, and where's the bit of that inflammation? There's three reasons why people get sick: from trauma, toxins, and from thoughts. And thoughts can undo trauma and toxins, whatever you do to fix it, up to 7 times. So having command of our thoughts is crucial, and mastering those thoughts is crucial in order to have that aspect of what wellness is or what health really is for people. And then when they get that, it's like, oh, how come no one else ever told me this? I said, because people just don't always have the ability to funnel that information down into something that's chewable. You know, it's just like, do this first, you know, let's find out where our bottom line's at first before we try to put the cart before the horse.
Yeah. What I like is that you work in mind, body, and spirit, where many, I'm not going to say most, many just medical doctors wanted to put a Band-Aid on the symptom of whatever's going on. And it doesn't address the actual problem that's happening in the body.
Well, I was just going to, on your behalf, you know, I was just going to say, for those doctors, like those doctors who do that, just are operating from what they were taught in school.
Right.
So if you're going to one of those doctors, you can't expect too much, you know, except for what they were taught in school. Because they thought when they get to the end of their analog, they say, okay, so now we have to, like, you know, operate, you know, because they already gave you the drugs. It's like the fire department. The fire department comes and they spray a house down, right? And they bust through the windows and they break your door down and they totally ruin every heirloom that you've ever had. You know, and they say, didn't I do a good job? You know, it's just like, you know, and it's just like, if they even put yellow tape, you know, the caution tape on, you can't even go back in your house if your house is on fire and burnt down, because it's toxic. And that's what happens in your body, you know? And so, so the hose, I mean, you wouldn't go to a dentist to put your house fire out. He works as with picks and axes and, you know, and hoses. So the hose, like, would represent medications. And the axe and the pick would actually, like, you know, would be the surgery. And a lot of surgeries, once you go in, you can't, like, you will never change it. There's a lot of adhesions. Of course, they actually improved a lot of different methods for surgery. And people should never assume that they shouldn't go to a medical doctor, because in emergency care, they are the best trained. You know, you wouldn't come to me if you're having a stroke. You would go to ER, because you want to have that immediate attention, but you just don't want to stay in ER for the rest of your life. That's not a good idea.
Yep, absolutely.
No, yep. I think this is great. This is great. And how can we get your book? Can we get it on Amazon, your website?
You can get it on my website. It's on numerous places on my website. That's healthteamnetwork.com. You can also get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But Amazon primarily is a good place to, you know, to always, people always end up there looking for books. And then, you know, you can, there's digital versions of it. I do not recommend the digital version. And right. Here's the reason why. Here's my logic and here's my making sense part. When you have this book, which I have in my hand, with you, you can't get rid of it. It's in your face. If it's on digital, it's easy to forget. I can't even tell you any books that are on my digital Kindle, uh-huh. Sometimes I even forget the ones on Audible. I know that I bought one, you know, and I know it's about this. I have to go back and look at it, because anytime someone recommends a book for me, I always go buy it, you know. But I stopped putting stuff on Kindle because I'm a hands-on kind of girl. I'm a chiropractor by first training, so I have to see it, I have to feel it, and then I have to hear it, you know. So that's how I've always learned foreign languages. Person sitting next to me on any plane when I've gone to visit when I was married in France, you know, with my husband, he would just be sleeping and I'd be saying, bonjour, and like, comment allez-vous? And the person next to me, I said, you know, I would try to ask, you know, they would say something, excuse me. I said, oh, excusez-moi, no problem, you know, un problème, no problem. And that type of thing. And I was like, you know, it's that practice and how that sinks in with me. You know, but I always laughed when I was the poor person sitting next to me on a plane. That was like, seriously, sometimes people, oh, are you learning the language? You know, do I sound good? No. Yeah. I'm trying.
Exactly.
You know, I always say, the saving grace, someone said to me one time, oh, you know, it's bilingual in France now. And we were going up to in Normandy. This is the kind of the funny story. When I got up there in Normandy, and Brittany, I mean, you know, I'm looking at the signs. I said, I can read the French better than I can read the other language. What is the language? And someone said, Celtic, you know, and I went, oh, no wonder I can't read it.
Right.
it's a language that we don't understand. And I think it's the same. It's a good analogy, you know, for our health too, you know, and for the reason why, you know, in writing this book, for instance, I wrote it for an 11-year-old because I wanted everyone to be able to understand it. Yeah. So it wasn't in a foreign language called medicine.
Yeah.
And it was in English language.
Important. Yeah. We have many authors that are experts in doctors or, you know, even financial, and they want to come in and just blast their fancy terms and showcase how much they know and how smart they sound. But sometimes you're not talking to or able to talk to your ideal reader because you're way mm-hmm. over their head. And so right. I love that you thought that out first and actually got 11-year-olds to go through your book. That's fantastic.
Well, the advice I got was, you know, in my mantra, anytime I'm writing script for anything, whether it's a speech, whether it is, you know, I'm in the process of writing another book called Who Does That Anyway? And it's about health hacks in case anybody wants to send them in to me, what their favorite health hacks are. And I'm looking for any of them because I'm going to categorize them as in, you know, beginner, you know, intermediate, advanced, and expert. And yeah. then, you know, and then apply them to people who are, because my primary, you know, who I serve the most are empowering executives and entrepreneurs and business owners to reach their greatest goals in less time. You know, and so by identifying what wellness factors have to be there and also other aspects of your health, I achieve that goal with this book. Especially. But I write it for an 11-year-old because they say, I think the statistic is that the average reading skills are somewhere even below an 11-year-old now, you know, yeah. And I think, and people's attention spans aren't that long. So the quizzes, because it's a book of questions, right? And each chapter is a book of questions per each organ system, you know, they're pared down as little as possible because some of them are longer than others. Like there's 4 or 6 sections for women and there's only 1 for men. And so, you know, and so it's like looking at like what pieces of the puzzle are there and making it so that it was as simplified and simpler as easy as possible so that you can get the information that you need so that you can, you know, move on forward and like, and then attack what's going on so that you can have the best spin of it. So many people wait until they have a crisis.
Right.
And if by the time somebody has a crisis, it's been sitting there brewing for a long time. Like cancer just doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
You know, cancer happens over like 15, 10, 20 years, you know, of the same exposure to the same thing. So if you want to change your outcomes and change your potential of how your DNA responds to the environment, which is called epigenetics, you got to change your constitution. And that happens with what you have choice of putting in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Reading, drinking.
So your health hacks, give me an example of a health hack.
Well, I tell people when someone tells me that they don't have one, I said, do you get up in the morning? And they usually say, yes. Do you brush your teeth? And they do. I said, it's a health hack.
Okay.
You know, getting up in the morning, drinking water. You know, if somebody wants to know how much water that they should drink 50% of their body weight in water. If they don't like drinking water, drink it through a straw. They don't like the water, then drink, you know, put essential oils of lemon or lime in it. Definitely not orange, but like lemon or lime, you know, for that type of thing. I have, you know, somebody says they don't like to exercise, get off your butt, go outside and walk as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can, you know? So if you get the idea in your head, I'm getting a little too far, turn around. Who cares if it's only a block? I don't care if it's one step, but you right. have to start with something.
Somewhere.
And then from that something, you can add on to that something and you can continually do that. You know, when you're looking at your food choices, you know, eat clean. It's like the atmosphere, like, you know, the things that when I said toxicity for is one of those things that make people sick. It's from the air that you breathe, the water you drink, the food that you eat, the chemicals that you use in your house. Read labels. And if you can't understand what you're reading or know what the side effects or what it is, look it up. You'll be shocked. You know, I tell people, and I'm going to answer the question. I said, why do they put sodium dioxide in lemon? I mean, you can buy lemon juice at Whole Foods Market that doesn't have sodium dioxide and it's shelf stable. So why is it that sodium dioxide is in it? So I'm going to challenge all your listeners to go and look that up on Google, the side effects of sodium dioxide. And it isn't like an exposure is going to, like, you know, end your life, but having that repetitiously, look at your supplements and look at what the other ingredients are and look up their side effects and start keeping a list, keep an Excel sheet, you know, as to what, you know, what those are and what the side effects are. If you never learn how to say the word, who cares? What you want to know about is you want to know about the side effects and how that's going to affect your life and impact your future outcomes as you go along. Because the idea is to so that you balance out, and not even you balance is a good word. I think harmony, you harmonize physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, social, and financial. Because then you can make all the decisions that you want and you're a powerhouse and you're unstoppable.
Absolutely. I love that.
Thank you.
So I want to go back to sodium dioxide because you're so right. Some people will say, oh, I'll get some just dried, the little package of dried fruit and I'll snack on that because it's fruit, right? But don't they coat that in the sodium dioxide to keep it, whatever they, fresh, stable, from going bad?
Well, part of sodium, think about what they do. Sodium, think salt, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at sodium dioxide or even sodium, they will take, an Italian guy told me one time, he goes, go out and buy kosher salt, you know, and I'm going, oh, okay. Because the formulation for sodium dioxide is Na2O. So that means there's two oxygens to a sodium. So in the valence and the outside shell of the electron, that means there's two spaces for something to come in and tie into it. This is chemistry. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. Chemistry has never been easy for me, but I understand this one piece is like a puzzle. Like you have the other two pieces that can fit in. Something else, like for H2O, has that same component on oxygen. So it has two spaces for oxygen to come in on the hydrogen. So it works. So when you can use sodium, for things like, it burns, it cooks your food. So back to the Italian guy, what he told me to do is take a salmon and then you put it in a pan and then you pack in salt all around it. And the reaction from the salt helps cook it. So sodium dioxide, I'm just going to read this from Google because I just Googled this just so I could give people the accurate verbiage. It says it can hurt you if it touches your skin. If you drink it or if you breathe it, even. Eating or drinking sodium hydroxide, you know, this is, can cause severe burns, vomiting, nausea, diarrhea. It affects stomach and causes stomach pain, as well as creating difficulties. So, and it's just like the effects on sodium dioxide, it means there's two oxygens doing the same thing, right? So you can look up for better information than what I'm reading right now, because I would, you know, want you to have that opportunity to do your own research. I always found that that's much more valuable than getting the information from me. It's like my family saying, you know, she's a doctor, and then asking their doctor what they should do. Like, you know, and that happens, you know, a lot with a lot of people in their certain professions, right? They all think that they know what they're doing when people self-publish instead of coming to you guys, yeah. You know, and then they come to you with a mess. And then, you know, you're thinking like, how do I get out of this now? And you're going like, well, if we would have started together, which you're thinking, but you don't say. But it's more simpler if there's a rhyme and a reason about what do you do first, you know? And it's so hard for people not to get that, you know, they keep on trying to get the cart in front of the horse. And it's so hard for people to give up that control issue, you know, for that type of thing. You know, but definitely look up the side effects of sodium dioxide and then go from there.
No, that's crazy. Yeah.
And other ones will shock you, like stearate, for instance. And, you know, if you look at some of them are carcinogenic that are in your vitamins that you take every day. I'm thinking, why does it have to be a filler? You know, yeah. There's other fillers because there's other companies that spend maybe a little bit more money, you know, and don't have any toxic kind of chemicals or, you know, and are things that don't really combine very well together.
Right.
Right.
Can I ask you a question? Because I hear so many people's opinions on this. How do you feel organic or non-organic vegetables and fruit?
I decided 3 years ago to go completely organic. No, I didn't was organic before then, you know, and I always thought about all these people, like my mother's era, they all lived very long lives and a lot of them were very healthy. And so there had to be a reason for that. And when my mother was growing up, all food was organic. It was normal, you know, and so now you have foods that are altered, you know, and so that part about being organic, it's going to cost you more, but you either pay now or pay later. The average out of the pocket expense 5 years ago for diabetes was 20 grand, 29 for heart. So I don't know. I'd rather take that amount of money and take a nice trip with my family and people who I love, you know, exactly. and go and see and do things and touch the world. We'll let the world touch you, you know, and spiritually that's a huge thing. But who wants to be a burden on their family and or themselves, you know? And that's what happens when we don't pay attention to our health, is that these things keep on creeping up and creeping up. And then all of a sudden you're in crisis. And then they go, Dr. Pat, what can we do? And it's just like, okay, let's put the first fire out and then let's see what we have underneath it. Because it's like an iceberg. You don't know what's underneath the surface. And that's what happened during the pandemic. A lot of people were sick and they didn't know it. So when they got sick, whatever it was just surged right up like a volcano. And we saw the results of people not taking care of themselves. So one of the benefits of the pandemic was that people they're much more aware of their health, you know, but they're not necessarily always aware of the right parts of their health that need to be addressed or the correct information.
Yeah. Yep. So you're way too quiet today.
No, I'm just taking it in.
He's soaking it in.
Just like, oh my God.
I'm listening and going, okay, Jesse, you know, this is good. I'm self-evaluating the conversation here and going, let me put a check mark to that and to that. So this is, you know, and this is a great thing about, you know, when you're especially, when you're an active listener, is that you hear the conversation, you connect yourself to it, and you say, well, how many things in here relates to me? That's the same thing about reading the book. If you don't know something and you don't research it, or if you don't have that information, then, you know, I'm gonna say that you stay non-knowledgeable about it. So you cannot have the changes, because you may not even know you need to have this type of change in your life. But no, this is great. I'm just sitting here taking it in and letting you ladies just go for it.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you said, you know, and I implore anybody who's listening, is that, you know, don't believe me, you know, go do your research, you know, and it's just like when I decided to become a doctor, you know, I played being a doctor my whole life. I've never killed anybody. And I just want to let you know, I've never lost a patient, you know, and I have not, and I won't do something I wouldn't tell you to do something I wouldn't do myself, you right. know, so that's a good question to ask any doctor. So would you do it? Have you done that? You know, and, you know, what's your experience? What's your mortality rate? You know, that's a question I think it's important, especially when you're dealing with a lot of other, especially if you're talking about going in for surgery, you know, and those types of things. And, you know, you got to ask a lot of questions. You know, if you don't have enough questions, you know, like, God, I don't know what to ask. Call me up. Right. You can grab my link to talk to me from this book, and we can have a chat about that and about what type of advocating questions would be your best questions to ask so that you get the information, the right information that you need in order to move forward for yourself and your family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I have your ebook, but I want a signed copy of of your book. I got to move forward here. And I think Jesse is thinking the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to buy the book? Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. You've got to have it in your hand. You know, it's just like, it doesn't, you know, and I think you have the first edition of my ebook, right?
I do.
So there's some things in there. I have qualifying questions in this book so that, you know, somebody was so excited because they made it through the first six of them and said, they go, nope, doesn't apply to me, you know, but the last one got them. And so when I asked that question, he said, God, you know, and he said, doesn't everybody do that? And I said, well, I said, that's why the question's asked, because it's not always to your best benefit, you know, and like how you piece some of the puzzle together. And you got to have knowledge in order to do that. And knowledge is powerful as long as you know how it stacks out next and how your next best steps are. You know, and sometimes you just need to go like, hey, if you did this instead of that, you could go to Z faster. Wouldn't you want to do that? You know, it's just like, if you knew something was harmful for you to eat, you know, and you knew that it was truly harmful for you to eat, would you continue eating it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, we think that avocados are so great. I have a friend who had a patient who was eating avocados for 10 years, and her medical doctor said, I don't know what to do. There comes the surgery, right? The axe. And they did all this other stuff that helped her, sometimes didn't help her, and on and on. So we're going to give you a bag now because she had blood in her stools and they couldn't control it. And so she decided that she wasn't walking around with a bag. She had six kids and she wasn't walking around with a bag on her. And she went to go see this, my colleague and friend, and that person told her they reversed her problem completely. A year later, her gut was healthy and she didn't need the surgery. And all the medical doctor told her was like, wow, he goes, that's good. You don't need surgery now. Whatever you did, it worked.
And
so
yeah.
I was thinking, that's what they said. I mean, and, you know, because a lot of times they just thought, you know, because they're only working off of the books that they were taught in school and about what their mindset is. You know, I'm an out of the box thinker. I'm not an in the box thinker. I've never been. And, you know, it's just like, I want somebody who like thinks out of the box, like what are all the possibilities? And then you can go, I'm definitely not doing that. Jumping out of a plane isn't going to ever happen. You're never going to see me do it unless someone pushes me, you know, but I have an appreciation for people who do that, you know, and it's just like somebody says to me, oh, you're going to die anyway of something. You know, and I said, well, I go, gosh, I said, you can go and walk in front of a semi truck, you know, and I said, I go, that's the same analogy. You're going to die of something anyway. Like, let's hasten the process. You know, yeah. So I always think that some of those things are crazy. You just have to have common sense and you have to listen to your intuition.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. We are so happy that you were able to join us today. And Jesse, any last words?
Well, again, you know, thank you, Dr. Pat. This was great information. And, you know, we definitely look forward to having you back again. Want to get a copy of your book. And everyone, what's your website again that we can go to?
My website is healthteamnetwork.com. And it has all sorts of interactive pieces of information that are on there, questionnaires, assessments, things like that. And also I'm on LinkedIn and as Dr. Pat Boulogne. And then I have Facebook like everybody else and Instagram. And that is as far as I go. And those are the pieces of the puzzle. And they're all under Dr. Pat or Ask Dr. Pat. and that, but you know, I love helping people. I love seeing people thrive. I like seeing people have fun and soaring.
Absolutely. Well,
this is awesome. And
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you. Very informative. And again, you know, you're an author, and everyone, it can all start, you know, with pen and paper, you know, writing down your thoughts, and begin to do your research. Now, if you're going to write a book, you know, you really, especially if you want to have informed information, you want to do your research and how it affects your life and bring all these things together. You know, we all have a story. You just have to get it out. And this is Jesse Bowen with Elite Publications. And Natalie, any last words from you? If not, I'm going to tell everybody how to reach us.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I think everyone grab this. Let's do this. Are you sick, fat, and tired together? And just let's start to thrive. I'm ready.
Awesome. Yep. So everyone, remember, reach out. Our website is elitepublications.org. You can email us at info@elitepublications.org. You can book an appointment. We want to talk to you about your book idea, your concepts, your marketing, you know, where's and what do I do? And we promise you, we're going to be with you from the beginning to the end, and we're going to be your accountability partner. So let's make the world a better place. Again, this is Jesse Bowen with Elite Publications. Be blessed.
Bye.